Are you an overwhelmed entrepreneur with endless tasks, emails, and messages? Do you feel your systems are ineffective or you don't have any at all? I get it. You wish you could come up for air and take that well-deserved vacation you've been dreaming of, all without sacrificing the growth or health of your business. If you are ready to make a change, join my Clockwork for Freedom program, which will introduce concepts that you can use to create operational efficiency and be able to step away without worry. Whether you join the book club to read on your own and get your questions answered as they arise, or my group program with online training, tools, and support, you can find the assistance you desire. To find out all the details, go to bit.ly/CFFRegSM. That's bit.ly/CFFRegSM. I can't wait to help you clockwork your business so you have the freedom you deserve.
If you're feeling overwhelmed and constantly juggling multiple tasks, deadlines, and responsibilities, only to find yourself falling behind and unable to make significant progress, then you are not alone. Many entrepreneurs are experiencing this pain as they strive to increase their productivity and reduce overwhelm. Despite their best efforts, they may be constantly putting out fires, getting distracted by non-essential tasks, and struggling to find a clear path towards their goals. Tune in to today's episode to learn how you can get organized to live your purpose.
Welcome to Biz Help for You with host Candy Messer. Entrepreneurs like to focus on the big picture, like profitability, success, and a smooth-running organization. But there always seems to be those little things like taxes, employee compensation, laws, regulations, and more. Now you can get the answers you need in one place. Join us today as we break it all down for you. Now, here's your host, Candy Messer.
Hello and welcome to Biz Help for You with Candy Messer. Thank you for joining me today. If you missed my last episode and would like to listen to the show, links can be found on my social media pages as well as multiple favorite podcast platforms. And if you'd like to receive notifications on when my podcasts have been uploaded, please like and subscribe. Kathy Burns, CPO, is a board-certified professional organizer, image consultant, author, and speaker. As the founder of Organized and Energized.com, her mission for almost two decades has been to end overwhelm, energize, and transform lives by creating systems people can stick to. While working as a licensed boat captain and living full-time out of a duffel bag as a travel writer, Kathy realized the importance of living small, being organized, and merging art and style with practicality. As an organizing, image, and productivity expert, Kathy's advice has been featured in multiple national media outlets, including Huffington Post, NBC, ABC, CBN, Entrepreneur, Martha Stewart Living, Better Homes and Gardens, Oprah Magazine, and more. So, Kathy, welcome to the show.
That was a mouthful. Thank you for having me, Andy. It's good to see you again.
Thanks. Well, I do love to always hear the background too, because it also gives like a reason why we're even talking to you on the episode and why you can share your expertise. So I like to always have a little bit of that background. But before I get into extra questions that I have for you, I'd love for you to share just a little bit more about your story and how you began helping others get organized.
It's a long and sordid story. Basically, I've had 13 careers, and a lot of them, as you mentioned in the intro, were living small. You know, I was a licensed ocean operator captain, so I delivered boats and I lived out of a duffel bag. And then as a travel writer, I lived out of a suitcase. I was on the road 42 weeks of the year every year. So the epiphany happened to me whenever I was out to sea one day. I was in the Gulf Stream, no land in sight, and it was night. And I'm thinking about everything back in my apartment and how none of it really meant anything. Like there was a couple things that were of import and everything else, it didn't even matter. And I think that was the beginning of my, you know, years, flash forward years later, I became a professional organizer, but I had that aha moment. And so I think as a serial entrepreneur, I've had so many different careers and did some amazing things. That what's interesting is that I always was saying, I wonder what I should do when I grow up. like, you know, because I'm like, I still don't feel like I've grown up, but I finally figured out what I should be doing. And what I found is that I love change. Duh, right? 13 careers. Mm-hmm. And all the people, yeah, sometimes it's like the light bulb has to go up in your head or slam you on the head or something. Like, okay, I love change. Well, a lot of people are very afraid of change, and change happens every day all the time. And I've always embraced it my whole life. I was taught that way. And I realized that I can really help people move through change with less fear and with grace, just by working on their external environment and helping them build systems to support their business. So as a serial entrepreneur, I serve women entrepreneurs, and gaining a little bit of mastery in the art of letting go and the art of creating systems to support you really helps you embrace changing and be less fearful of it. And that's really my goal, is just to eliminate the fear of change, because it's going to happen anyhow. So you might as well like do it the way you want to do it, knowing that you can do it. And that's the very, you know, short version of how I became a professional organizer. All of my toolkits, all of the skills I've been building after, you know, all those careers have culminated right into this career. And I finally found what I should be doing when I grow up. So I've been doing it 18 years. I was the inaugural board certification class. And since then, that was many, many years ago. Since then, now I sit on the exam review committee, and I actually help craft the questions and actually do the metrics to see what's happening with the exams. So that's where I am right now.
Nice. Well, most people actually don't know this about me either, so it will be a fun fact for anyone listening, but I actually lived on a 41-foot sailboat with my husband for 8 months when we first got married, and I totally understand what you're saying about having to live small. I think I literally had 6 steps worth of space, you know, because part of the boat isn't livable, right? And so that was an interesting experience. So I will understand completely what you're talking about today in the organizing and not having a lot of things, you know, that really become clutter. But I know one of the words that you use is muck, right? So I would love for you to talk about muck and explain that definition.
It's interesting. When I wrote my first book, the working title was Stuck in the Muck of Your Stuff. And muck to means anything that makes you stuck are unable to move forward, stuck and unable to change, right? And for a while, it took me 3.5 years to write the book, because I was stuck in the muck of my working title, because that was stuck in muck of your stuff. And finally, 3 years into it, I'm just going bonkers. And I hired an outside coach, and she immediately said, "You're stuck in your working title. Change it to mastery." So I changed it to How to Master Your Muck. And all the chapters just fell right together. Everything was about mastering this, mastering that, becoming the master of this, so and the other. So muck for me was my working title. But muck for anybody is just what makes you what's that? What's that thing that just keep banging your head on it? You just can't get past it. That's the blocks and the barricades to your success. So that's what muck means to me. And it's so funny, because when I was when I was stuck on this word muck, my husband is from California. I'm from Ohio. He goes, "No one's going to know what muck is." I said, "Everybody knows what muck is, even if they don't know what it is." And so sure enough, when we published the book, I took a videographer to this an outside market, and we were interviewing people, asking them what their muck was, and everybody knew what their muck was, and it was all different. You know, one's lady, "I got a closet outside of my closet, outside of my closet. I can't get into my closet." Another one's like, "I have no time." So everybody has some sort of muck that we need to get over. And yeah, so that's what I consider muck.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think deep down, we all want to get rid of whatever it is that's holding us down, right? But a lot of times we're just feeling completely overwhelmed and like, oh, it's such a big challenge to handle, you know, so why do you think in the first place that we really have that overwhelm to begin with?
We don't plan. Like, life happens to us, and we're not planning in advance how we want life to look. We're not seeing the way we want it to look. We're not setting the stage for how we want it to look. We're not planning the day before it hits us. We're not planning the week before it hits us. And then what happens is we go into reaction mode. Right? We react, like going to your inbox first thing in the morning. Terrible thing. Right. So you're reacting. And then at the end of the day, you're like, what did I even get done? What I didn't even get that. And then you're in overwhelm and then you're beating yourself up going, oh my God, I just got totally astray. I don't even know. I didn't even touch that one project I was supposed to be doing. The deadline's tomorrow. And then you're in overwhelm. And again, you're in flight and fight because you have not planned how your day was going to be orchestrated. And I'm a big, you know, mind over matter, you know, you manifest your own destiny. And if you're not planning how that's going to look, then it just goes willy-nilly and you go into overwhelm.
Well, I agree with the inbox as well, too. I think a lot of times people think, well, I'll just go in there really quickly and figure out what I need to handle. And then it's a couple hours later and you've been in there all day, right? Where I do the same thing. I don't look at it usually for at least a couple of hours. Today, it actually was almost noon before I got in because I had some very important things I had to do in the morning. And I wanted to be able to focus on them and not have all of these distractions. So I agree too. Like, let's do the important things first thing where we're fresh and we can really focus and then worry about the inbox later, right? But I think a lot of times people feel, but if I don't look at it first thing in the morning, I'm going to have like 150 in there, right? Before I even open it up after a few hours, right? So I think a lot of times too, we feel like we're just checking things off the list, right? Instead of actually accomplishing things. So, and I know you say also, like, getting out of busyness so you can get down to business. So can you explain that to the listener to help them get more organized and efficient in their work?
Yeah. So busyness are the easy things. They're the mind distraction things. Business, and sadly, what we do as entrepreneurs and business owners is 20%, 80% of our time is stuck in busyness. And the other 20% that is the moving the needle forward thing. That's where you're going to get the increased income and the increased bottom line. But all the busy tasks, and busy tasks can completely take you over. I mean, I am a professional squirrel chaser. I will chase squirrels all over. I have a little bit of ADD, seriously. Mm-hmm. And that's what busy is, right? It's just like jumping from branch to branch to branch of little bitsy things, because we figure if we can knock off the little bitsy things that we're going to make progress. But we don't realize at the end of the day or the end of the week, we haven't touched that big iceberg that we really, you know, the big 80, you know, the big project that will really push us over the edge to where we want to go. So busyness are the small little things. And the way to handle busyness, the busy tasks, is to chunk them all together in one time slot. And say, hey, I'm going to work on all this little minutiae stuff and knock it out of the way. And, you know, that's definitely how to handle the busy stuff and what I consider busyness. You know, Mark Twain said it well, if you have to eat a frog, eat it first thing in the morning. And just like you said, I'm not going into the inbox, right? I'm not doing that. I'm going to knock off the things that are important to me right now. Then I'll jump into my inbox. And what people don't realize that the inbox is a call to action. There's not a single email sent to you that doesn't want you to do something. So go into reaction mode when you hit your inbox, as opposed to being proactive like you did at the beginning of the day and said, I'm going to be proactive and do what Candy needs to do right now before I get someone asking me to do other things.
Right. Well, I love what you talk about too, about batching those things. That's actually one of the reasons why I wasn't even in my email until noon today, is because not only do I have my podcast, but I also put out video content on my YouTube chapter, my page, you know, just to give little tips, like 2-3 minute, maybe 4 minute max videos. But I record the whole month at once. So this morning I recorded 4 videos, right? You know, and so I've learned over time too. And so I think maybe people who are listening right now too can start to understand, like, oh, wait, I understand why you're saying, like, put these little things together, because by the time I'm getting everything set up, I don't want to record just one video, right? It would be a waste of time. So I think that was a fabulous tip that you gave for those maybe who never thought of doing things that way. But you also talk about systems, right? So you say that systems can create a spark instead of squashing it, right? So can you go into a little bit more detail on that and explain why systems can be so important?
Yeah. So systems that are designed for you that support you, that I call it purring in the background of your business. You know, maybe it's your contact database, maybe it's your calendar of events, maybe whatever it is, a system that's built to support you will allow your creativity to spark. Because again, you're not in the busy thing of who was that contact? Where was that contact? It's all in a really good CRM program that's there to support you. You can find that contact like that. And so your creative spark, I mean, we're all business owners and entrepreneurs because we are creators. We've created this business from scratch, from the ether, it's from our brain. It's like, I'm going to do this and it's going to look like this and this and this. And when we have all the stuff that's all the glitches and nigglies and I can't find that paper, I can't find that contact, the average entrepreneur wastes 3 hours a week can't finding things, which ends up being a month, a year. So if we have the three hours a week where we can't find crap, then we're not creative. We're in, again, back to the reaction mode. We're reacting. We're like, oh my God, I can't find this thing. Where was this thing? I don't know. Right. And instead of being creative, because when we're creative, our juices are flowing and nothing's an obstacle and we're in the big thought thing and all that. So it takes the systems to support you in the background to be able to spark that creativity. And if anybody out there is listening and you're feeling like I am exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, I don't even know why I'm doing this business anymore, it's probably because you're not organized and you haven't created that background system to flow behind you and support you.
Right. Well, and from what you're saying too, systems are not only technology, right? Like you mentioned a CRM and you can easily find a name, but it's also just your process, right? Of how you do certain things. So if you document, like, these are my steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And that could be helpful for you, especially if you're a solopreneur, but also if you're going to have team, correct?
Absolutely. And having a team program that you can collaborate on is great. I personally like Trello. A lot of people like Asana. I mean, there's all different types of platforms. I always say, choose your weapon, choose it wisely, choose one, right? Use one. And that way you're not confused and have half-baked systems all over the place. And I'm a culprit for that. You know, let's do a half-baked thing. And then I'm like, what am I even doing? So choose your weapon, choose it wisely and use one. And for team, you know, I love Trello just because I can put everything in there and my team can put stuff in there and we can collaborate. But there's a bunch of different tools out there that do that. And as solopreneurs, we really do need to have that open, clear channel of communication with our VAs and with our admins and with our team players.
Well, and you just mentioned, right, like pick one, and you've made some mistakes with things in the past. So can you maybe touch on that? Like, what are some of the things that you did in the past that you find didn't really work for you that might help the listener avoid those same mistakes that you made?
Yeah, well, in the beginning of my career, I thought that I'd have to do everything because I didn't have money to job out things. So I was trying to build websites. I mean, for one, I remember, you know, I was in tears because I couldn't get the technology. I couldn't get the button to work. I was in tears and just my husband, I was just freaking out. And, you know, you job out what you can't do. And I wasted so much time trying to do the stupid little stuff like that I should not have been doing to begin with. You know, that's one thing. Another thing is, you know, I was playing around with some programs that other people said were fantastic that just didn't work for me. Like my husband lives on Workflowy. He loves Workflowy. It's his favorite thing. And it makes sense because you could drop things down and open things up and you can put everything in there. I tried it so many times and I'm like, I just can't do that. So I set it aside. And setting it aside sooner would have been better than later. So when you're knocking your head up against something, even if something works for your friend or your colleague or your partner, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And I think that we're all so individual in the way that we think and the way that we learn and the way that we grasp technology. Just, you know, make sure that you're not batting your head up against a wall for too many weeks. Just shift and something will open up that you just love. Like I just love Trello, right?
Right. Well, and one of the things that you just said as well, too, is, you know, maybe you're doing something that you're not good at and, you know, you're banging your head against the wall. But one of the things I also tell people is maybe you're doing something that you can do and maybe you even enjoy it, but maybe it's still not what you should be doing, right? Because you should be doing what's going to bring in your revenue and have someone else, you know, do this other little thing that is taking your time, right? Because you're losing revenue. You may think you're saving money, but if you compare, like if I were to do what it takes for me to bring in new clients, how much would you bring in versus how much am I saving by not having someone else do this? A lot of times you find you're losing money by doing it yourself as well too. So I think that's also an important consideration for someone who's listening.
I think that's a valid point, Candy. And I always work, when I work with clients, I'm always like, what's your hourly rate? How much are you worth an hour? And they'll say, oh, you know, this is what I charge. I'm saying, that's really not your worth. That's not your hourly worth. I mean, I remember at the beginning, I'm a QuickBooks pro, and I was doing my own bookkeeping and stuff in the beginning of my career. And then I said, why am I doing this? I could be jobbing this out for $35 an hour. And I charge more than that. Why am I doing that stuff? It's again, something like you said, you can do it, but should you be doing it? Is it your value? And a lot of people who are first starting in their business don't realize their value. They don't realize what their hours are worth and what their hourly rate should be.
Right.
And so they do all that meaning, you know, the little things that are below their pay grade, so to speak.
Right. Well, and as business owners, generally, we already have like a vision for where we want to go with our company, right? We have a mission that we want to accomplish. So like, what steps can a business owner take to actually ensure that what they're doing is in alignment with what that vision really is, instead of doing all these little things that you said were busy work, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that is a whole hour talk, which I just came off of. But here's the summary. Write down every single thing that you have to do to run your business. Make a list. All the little things, you know, do social, post on me and create images, but all the stuff. Write it all down and then put it into buckets of like with like time, like, you know, like with like subjects. Then ask yourself, should I be doing this or should I not? And scratch off what you can job out. And then you end up with the stuff that you have to do that you should be doing. And the cool thing about it is now it's put into a parcel. It's a chunk of task, because I'm sure you're familiar, because you're pretty smart about this, that when you switch tasks, you lose about 17 minutes in between each task, just trying to get back in and get back into focus switch. So if you're doing like with like stuff all in one fell swoop, then you're saving a lot of time as well. So the first thing is make a list of everything you have to do to run your business. And believe me, you'll get exhausted thinking about it. Or you might get exhilarated. One of the people on my last webinar, they were like, I am psyched. Now I know everything I need to do. They had never been, you know, capsulized it. And then chunk it into like with like, and then determine what you can job out. And everybody thinks, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the money for that. But there's always a way to get someone to do what you don't want to do or what you shouldn't be doing or what you hate doing that needs your services, bare minimum. But there's always a way to find the help to do what you should not be doing, and you'll make more money anyhow, because right. You won't be beating your head up against a wall trying to do code like I was at one point, which is just silly.
Right. Oh, and one of the entrepreneurs, I just recently read, you know, a book that he made a point that I thought was very interesting and a lot of us don't think about, but he says your job as an entrepreneur is to create jobs, right? Not for you to do the work yourself. And I thought, you know, that's brilliant, right? And so if we look at it that way, and when you do what you just said and put your things in buckets, you can also look at that as I can hire someone in my own company even, and here's a basic job description of what I need. Or if you outsource it to someone else, you can at least go to a virtual assistant and say, this is what I need. And it's very clear to everyone, like what you need to offload and delegate to free up your time and create a job for someone else.
I love that. And that is so brilliant. I love what he said. And I love what you said about it, you know, because you have your built-in job description. I mean, I do job descriptions all the time for my entrepreneurial clients. It's like, you should not be doing that. You should not be doing that. Let's find someone who can do all of that thing. And now we have our job description. And then what happens, because I think we manifest our reality, then that person just walks right in. It's like, oh yeah, I can do this and I can do that. It's like, oh, I never thought about jobbing that out. Let's try you on this beginning thing. And then if you know, if we really work out, I'll give you that one too. I don't want it. I thought I had to do it all.
Right. Well, and I would say too, with changes in recent years, right? We used to be in offices together when we had team and staff, and a lot of people now are either hybrid or even just fully remote. And so their physical environment in their home is also their workplace. And so how do you feel that that kind of impacts their productivity, even as an employee, and their sense of organization and all of that, to affecting them as a staff person for your company?
Yeah, it's a huge thing. And most people, I mean, there's a couple folded question here. So if you're corporate and now you work virtual, you know, you have to consider setting up your home office like it was set up at corporate. And half the time people don't realize when they're walking into corporate, oh yeah, I have a desk. Oh yeah, I have some file drawers. Oh yeah, I have a pencil drawer, right? And whenever they get home, they don't consider that they need a 6-foot desk. They don't consider that they need a proper file cabinet. They don't consider that they need a place for their, you know, pens and pencils and stuff. They just throw up a dining room table and think they're going to get to work. So, you know, setting up your business like a business, I always say, is very critical, whether you're, you know, now virtual or you've always been virtual. But, you know, I always say buy business caliber tools, make sure that your file drawers will open and close nicely. You don't have to fight them. Make sure they're not little pretty baskets with lids that are going to be, you know, not work. So, so, you know, do that. And then the most important thing, I think, for people that are working anywhere is to make sure that their desk is open for business. Make sure that it's not full of piles of unfinished stuff and piles of paper and tchotchkes and candy and all that stuff, right? Make sure that your desk is clear, because when your desk is clear, you have clarity of thought. When you have clarity of thought, you get more done faster. So a pile will silently scream at you from afar, especially as women. Piles just silently scream at us all the time, and they scream, what are they screaming? I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done. Do something, do something. And so you're like distracted over there. You know, you could be on the phone having this brilliant conversation with a brand new client who you're looking to land, right? And this pile screaming at you, it's like a little, and then in the back of your ear, you don't need that, right? You don't need that. So set yourself up for success by having a clear surrounding and a clear environment. And business caliber, use business caliber tools.
I think that's so true as well, too, because when we were in an office and we had a desk area, whether, again, it's the entrepreneur themselves or if it was the staff, you know, you wanted it to be clean because people might come in and you didn't want them to have like a negative impression of, you know, how you're performing. But at home, right, if they're thinking, well, no one sees, it doesn't matter if I'm just sitting at my dining room table and I just have paper everywhere, right? But like you're saying, it affects you and your focus because you see all of these other things that become distractions. So I think that's a key point as well for people to understand, is it's not because people can't see it, right? So it doesn't matter, but it's because it really affects you and how you can work.
Yeah. Yeah. We see it. We know it. It's there. It's just there. And things multiply like bunny rabbits, like any horizontal, you know, professional organizers were always saying, go vertical. And why are we saying go vertical? Because a horizontal pile will magically manifest into a larger pile without you even being in the room. Trust me, it happens. And then it collects bunnies, you know, dust bunnies at bare minimum, but it multiplies bunnies all the time. So, you gotta be very careful about your environment.
That's so true. Well, is there anything else that you want to share on this topic that I didn't think to ask?
I don't know. I mean, I think you've been very insightful. And, you know, the main thing is treat your business like a business. Know that it's not a little side, even if it is a side hustle. If you want it to be a big hustle, don't treat it like a business. And there's a lot of things that you can do to become more productive. And, you know, I've created an ultimate productivity checklist that has just 6 things. And if you do even just one of them on the list, then you're going to increase your cash. You know, you're going to increase your cash flow because you'll be less distractible and you'll be more on task and more on focus. So I think, you know, the way to be productive, there's a zillion ways to be productive. If you can amp up one level of productivity, maybe you'll go from, instead of the 20% of stuff that makes important and 80% is busyness, maybe you'll do 25% productivity and, you know, 75% busyness. At least you can move the needle a little. You know, we all aspire to be 80% effective and 20% blah. But, you know, in reality of things, life happens. But you just want to try to move the needle as much as you can. So if you can implement even one of the productivity hacks on the checklist, that would be helpful.
Perfect. And I always do ask if you have an offer you want to share. So if you want to tell people how to get that or maybe anything else that you have as a resource, where would they go?
Oh, yeah. So the Ultimate Productivity Checklist, we'll put that link in the bottom, you know, at the podcast notes. If any of you want just to do a breakthrough session, to turn your chaos into cash, you can go to chatwithkathy.com and book a session. I have a few things open because I'm getting ready to go on the road. So there's a few openings. And for 30 minutes, I'll just brainstorm with you on the first thing you can do to take action, to get more clarity, to make more cash. And those cost $497, but for your tribe, Candy, they'll be free. And there's a few spots open because I'm getting ready to hit the road. So that's available. That's chatwithkathy.com. So really, I'm here for you. Whatever you need, I've been an entrepreneur forever. If you just have a little niggly question, feel free to reach out with me and we can chat about it and see how I might be able to assist or give you step 1, 2, 3 so you can just get to it.
Perfect. And for those maybe who are listening who aren't necessarily looking right now at the show notes, do you want to spell Kathy so they don't guess?
Oh, and maybe you're so smart. You're so smart. It's chatwithkathy, KATHI.com. KATHI, chatwithkathy.com. KATHI. You are smart, Candy. Yes, you are. This isn't your first radio either.
Perfect. And is there any other way you would want listeners to connect with you, maybe on social media or any other place like that you would like to share?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to Facebook. It's Organized Energized. You can also go to organizeandenergized.com, and there's tons and tons and tons of resources there for you. If you need to get some free downloads or any other type of thing, you can connect with me there. But yeah, Facebook is my platform. So you can find me at Kathy Burns. You can also find me at Organized and Energized.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for being a guest on my show and talking today on this topic. I think it's really important for entrepreneurs to hear, and we've probably heard it multiple times, but it doesn't hurt to hear it again, of some of the little things that we can be making adjustments for just to make things a little easier for ourselves too, and get out of the busyness and focus on our business. So thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. I hope you found this topic interesting and enjoyed the informative discussion. Would you please share my show with those you know and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform? I'd really appreciate your support. If you have any additional questions or comments, be sure to reach out to my guest at any of the links that they shared, or you could send me a message at media@abandp.com. I hope you can join me for my next interview. And remember, you can connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And my website is abandp.com. This episode is sponsored by Affordable Bookkeeping and Payroll Services. If you are overwhelmed trying to handle the financial aspects of your business, AB&P is here to help. Contact us today to discuss your needs at 310-534-5577 or contact@abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help for You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.